Law enforcement in Illinois finds itself at odds with Governor J.B. Pritzker over two administration initiatives they argue pose public safety risks. The Illinois Sheriff's Association and several other law enforcement groups are speaking out against a new policy that further limits interactions between police and federal immigration agents. They are also fighting a proposal to end cash bail in Illinois. McLean County Sheriff John Sandage tells Eric Stock it's not a perfect system, but eliminating bail is not the answer.
Because there are certain people that need to be in custody. The Sheriff's Association realizes, as well as some of these other organizations, that in certain instances and in certain counties, there are some issues with the bail system. But that's more of a judiciary issue that we think should be dealt with than a legislative issue that blanketly fits the whole state. We feel like all of downstate typically takes the brunt of what happens in Cook County. And, you know, we're two different areas.
The problems you're talking about at the judiciary level with the judges administering bail, what do you see as the problem there that's not being addressed?
I don't know exactly what all the problems are. I think in McLean County, from what I see, we do a very good job of setting bail and making sure those that need to stay in custody stay in custody. My fear is that if we went to a no bail system, we would have people out on the streets recommitting crimes that should have stayed in custody.
First, we're talking about a measure that doesn't exist yet. It's being crafted, we understand. The governor had called for it in his State of the State address. Would you support a measure that still gave the judges leeway to where if they perceived a risk to the public or a flight risk for this defendant, that they would not get the opportunity to leave while awaiting trial? As it stands now, currently, you can deny bond. Is that something that you would support?
Well, I think that in 2017, with the Bail Reform Act, that kind of handled the situation. What we have now is, say you have a $300 bond and you can't pay that. Well, for every day you're in our custody, you get a $30 credit towards that. And so at the end of 10 days, you're getting released anyway. And, you know, there's some crimes that a person should stay in custody and have a cooling off period. And what we have seen also, tragically, is people that had they stayed in custody would be alive today. And those are some people who have been picked up on drug offenses, heroin, things of that nature. Had they stayed in custody, we could have got them on the right track towards recovery, possibly.
The Coalition to End Money Bond, one of the groups that has been advocating for this, says it's, quote, unconscionable that people are locked up in our jails because they simply don't have enough money to pay their bond. They say that the current law discriminates against the poor, costs some people their jobs if they can't make bail. They can't go to work, of course. They could lose their housing and might be more likely to accept an unfavorable plea agreement rather than fight the charges. Are those legitimate concerns?
I think in some cases they probably are. But the option that is there is once a person's been in custody for a couple days, they can have a bond review hearing. And at that bond review hearing, the judges take into account things of that nature, jobs, ties to the community, things like that, in trying to decide whether to lower that bond or let that person out.
So the judges set the bail, of course, and as you said, that it seems to be a process that works well in McLean County. The intent, I guess, isn't necessarily to raise money, but to protect the public, since the severity of the alleged crime impacts how much the bail is. How often does law enforcement actually get that money, since in many cases the bond is higher than the defendant can afford?
I don't have exact numbers on that. And again, it affects different economic groups differently, of course. So I don't have any hard, fast numbers on that.
Is there a concern that if this were to become enacted, that this would potentially mean less money for law enforcement?
Oh, sure, absolutely. That would mean less money for law enforcement. But you know what? Law enforcement's not about money. We're not policing for profit. This is about keeping the community safe and realizing that there are some people who should not be out on the streets.
Governor J.B. Pritzker has said he supports this, of course. New Jersey, Alaska, and New York have moved in this direction. There's no formal policy at this point, but advocates are working with the governor's office on drafting something. Has your group, the Illinois Sheriff's Association, or any of the others had an audience with the governor on this yet?
We have not, and that's what we're asking for, is a seat at the table. Like I said, we realize in some instances there is some changes that need to be made. But we also want law enforcement's concerns heard. Something that hasn't really been done since this governor's taken office.
As we continue on Sound Ideas, I'm Eric Stock with John Sandage, the sheriff in McLean County. Another policy matter that the Sheriff's Association and other groups are speaking out against, a recent policy change from the Pritzker administration. The Illinois Department of Corrections is no longer notifying Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, when a non-citizen is released in return to their community. So first, how did law enforcement find out about this change?
They actually found out at the last minute. The Kankakee County Sheriff Mike Downey found out via an email from ICE that they had been contacted by the Illinois Department of Corrections, basically saying, "We will no longer cooperate with you."
Was there a reason given for the change? Or was ICE told?
ICE was... I don't know that they were told directly. It was just a mandate that came down from the governor to the Department of Corrections.
And so what is your reaction to this change?
Well, it's, again, it's a situation where it puts people out on the streets that should not necessarily be on the streets. These are inmates that have served their time in the Illinois Department of Corrections, some of them for very violent offenses. Instead of in the past, when they had done their sentence, they would be turned over to ICE for that process to begin. Now they're just turned out into the streets. We're not given notice that they're released. So these are folks that are getting released into our community without notification to us, where in the past they would be in the custody of ICE and they would work on removing them from the country.
Does the sheriff's office have a policy, or do you plan to change policy to address this?
We will not change policy. We work under the Illinois Trust Act, and we follow that. If one of these individuals is out and has a judicial warrant, we would arrest them and bring them to our facility. But otherwise, we're not changing how we enforce.
That was McLean County Sheriff John Sandage with Eric Stock. State Senator Jason Berrickman of Bloomington is one of several Republican lawmakers to call for hearings on the new DOC policy.